Hi, is Crystal in?
This is her.
Hey, Crystal, this is Sam at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Hey, not too bad. Not too bad. I just wanted to touch base with you. We spoke probably a couple months ago about getting some financing in place for you for some marketing and possibly pay off that Snap advance. Just wanted to circle back and, you know, see how things are going.
Yeah, I think we're going to wait until we get this one completely paid off before we try to do anything else right now. That probably makes the most financial sense to us. So maybe at the beginning of the year, we'll look at doing something else, and then I'll give you a call then.
Okay. Do you have any idea of what you were, the next time around, what you're going to be using the funds for?
You know, a whole array of things. I need to get definitely some advertising, and I need to get a new POS system desperately. Ours is kind of like 14 years old.
Oh, I see. Do you know how much that POS is going to cost?
I've got a couple prices on it, and it's going to be around $5,000 for it, I think, so somewhere around there.
Okay. All right. And
I need to get the computer, you know, and all that with it.
Sure, yeah, there's a lot that goes with it. I've worked with a lot of POS acquisitions.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you're thinking the new year you're going to do that?
Yeah, I'm thinking we'll probably have to wait. You know, we get a little, not a real slow, but, you know, around Christmas time, we have just a little dip. So usually around the beginning of the year, it picks up a little bit. So I'm thinking about January where we'll start trying to do that stuff.
Okay, I gotcha. And as far as the Snap advance goes, I think the last time we talked, you were at about maybe a 40,000 balance. Any idea where you are right now with it?
I'm thinking, let's see. Do you know what? I don't even know when it was. I know we talked, but I can't remember what month.
I think it was back in maybe, I want to say July.
Oh, July. Okay, August, September, October. I'm going to say it's probably at least 12,000 off of that.
Oh, okay.
So probably, yeah, I would say probably about $12,000 was paid off. It runs about a little over 4,000 a month is what we end up paying back. Where it's a percentage based, which is, I steer away from that. Yeah.
Yeah. Is it a percentage of your daily credit card sales?
Yes. And it used to be, I had done one of those once before, but it used to be, it was, you know, like a flat, just a debit out of my checking account, a flat rate of like $108. And now it's a 25%, I think, of the credit card. So, but we have an account that we run that we do a delivery service for a spa, for a gym. So when I run that card, it's like $4,000 that on the first. So they say it's over $1,000 for that one.
Oh,
day.
So it's a big chunk, yeah.
It's a huge chunk, so yeah. So
okay.
I kind of had forgotten about that when we signed up, so.
Oh, so you would, next time around, you would probably want to do the more traditional, just the fixed ACH cost, right?
Definitely, yeah, definitely, yep. Yeah,
okay.
It just costs so much. It's probably about an extra $1,000 a month, you know, which you get it paid back quicker, but, you know, that's money that you don't have in the bank.
Exactly that, and that's the reason for taking the cash to begin with, is to get the money in the account.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so here's a question for you. Now, I know you said you have a little dip around December. Do you guys, would you say that you're seasonal? Do you see a big change in your cash flow when it comes to that time of year?
No, we're not really seasonal. You know, we do like most businesses. There's peaks and valleys. You know, we get a little slow, like kind of in the dead of winter. You know, around tax time, everybody's filing their taxes, that kind of thing. And we get a little bit of slow in the summer. You know, people are on vacation, but usually, you know, it's usually about the same amount all year long, but, you know, you will have just a little bit. We have, we're in Kentucky, so sometimes we can have a bad winter.
Yeah.
You know, you'll slow down from that.
Okay. Yeah. Cause what I was going to suggest is, you know, if you do have a time where you're coming up to like a little slow period, a lot of times if you're looking for financing, you want to try to do that before you hit the slow period because the amount.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, the amount that you're going to get approved for is going to be primarily based on the most recent, you know, usually 6 months of cash flow. So if you wait until you get to a slower period, especially if, you know, you apply right after that, that's going to be the most recent month that plays the most into your approval. It's going to kind of affect how much you're able to get. So
I see. Okay.
Yeah, it's always a good thing to know. And then another thing, I know the Snap. I know Snap Advance. I know them pretty well. And I know that their rates aren't always the best in the industry. So what I would say to you is I can pretty much, you know, guarantee that I'm going to have options for you that are going to be at a much better rate than what you're currently with. And I will absolutely have that fixed daily payment, so you don't have that large chunk coming out at the beginning of the month. Now, if you are interested in perhaps looking into some financing before you get to the end of the year, I would have an option to be able to get you approved to pay off that Snap Advance and get you into a program at a lower rate and probably longer terms too. So I can get your payments probably a little lower and probably get you out of that extra interest cost that you're still paying with Snap Advance.
Yeah, that's what I worry about, is paying it off and then having to, you know, then that interest I'll have to pay on to your end or whatever, so then you're paying double the interest.
Exactly that. Yeah, no, there's a huge, that's definitely a huge thing to consider. Now, usually when you're in that situation, if you can find a program where the rate that you're getting into cancels out that kind of rate difference, you know, if I can get you something that's significantly less, we can run some numbers and make sure that it makes sense for you.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Because, there were some type of good rates, and, you know, they tell you all that stuff to begin with, but it just, it wasn't. And then they do have the only thing I did, we picked them is because they had where we, if you refinance, or, you know, when you borrow more, they don't refinance the full amount. They just refinance what you borrow. So that was great, but then the rate was so high. Like, I was shocked about how much it was, you know, because we had done that. I think in the spring we had borrowed more money, and it just wasn't really a good deal, and the rate was really expensive.
Oh, you went back a second time and got more, and the rate wasn't much different for you?
No, it was not much different. And this is before I had talked to you the first time. So, no, the rate was not, you know, they tell you, well, you know, you partner with us, and you become a good customer, and then we can develop a relationship, and, you know, all that story.
Yeah.
And then the rate is going to be better, but I had, like, I guess a lady, she's kind of like a broker. She's the one that put me in touch with them, and she even was aggravated because they came back with not a very good deal, and she told them, she's like, hey, this is not going to work. So they came back with a little bit better offer, but, you know, now I was paying them. You know, never missed a payment. They obviously, you know, nothing was returned or anything like that. And it was almost, I want to say about $4,600-$4,700 a month is what it ends up being with when I do that, you know, the future payment at the beginning of the month.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, well, here's a question for you. How much do you think you would be looking for when you want to take on some more funds?
You know, to do it and just to do it to make sense, to give us some money to play with, I mean, we would like to have at least, we usually never try to borrow unless we could get like at least $15,000.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
They had offered us a lot. They offered us more than most people. I think the original amount was like 40, it was close to 40,000. I think the original amount was.
Yeah, that makes sense, because I think I did talk to you right after you took that out. Because that's why the balance was up there. Okay. Now, how about this? What do you do for your gross annual sales, the top line revenue?
We do right at 300,000. I think we did 298.
Oh, okay.
Last year. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, you know, what I would say based on those numbers and probably at about where you're at, I think I would be able to get you what you're looking for and pay off that Snap Advance balance that you have in probably pretty close. We're talking probably inside of a month's time with the payments that you're making. So it would be on the, it would definitely be on the table for you. Let me see. I want to make sure that I have your email address from the last time we spoke. Is it jdrycleaner@gmail.com?
Yep, that's it.
Okay, so I'm going to send you an email right now just so you have all of my contact information. So what I would say is, you know, let's take a look and see what's available to you in about probably 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay.
I think you're gonna find I'm gonna have a lot better options than what you're working with. I know you went through a broker the last time. Mm-hmm. Now, when
right,
you
yeah,
do
and I didn't mean to go. It was one of these things. I can't even remember the name. That awful. All the names kind of run together of their company because they were a direct lender or direct lender. And then when you go through them, well, we didn't get approved from this company. And then I'm like, well, wait, I thought you all were funding it. And well,
yeah.
We partner with this, you know, it was one of those situations.
Okay, well, I think I'm definitely going to have some better options than what you've seen before. So I want to make sure we stay in touch and, you know, you give me a chance to at least show you what I can do. Cause I'm fairly certain you're going to like it.
Good, yeah. It's just, I mean, it's an expensive way to borrow money, but, you know, when you don't have perfect credit, it's hard to get money from a bank anymore, you know, as you can tell. So,
yeah.
And we pay our bills on time and all that, but if you don't have a really good credit score, you know, it's just very difficult. You can't borrow money. You know, it used to be we could just call the bank and get money, but it's not like that anymore. So.
Absolutely. No, I know. It's like that across the board. What is your credit score, or how does the credit look right now?
I think my husband's is like a 650, and mine's probably like a 620.
Okay. All right, yeah, anything above 600 we can work with for sure.
Yeah, it's above 600, but, you know, even with that, you know how the banks are, so it's just, you got to have so much just to even borrow anything, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, well, I'll tell you what, we're at about October 6th. Why don't I give you a call probably just before Halloween, and we will touch base and see exactly where the SNAP advance is and see about what kind of options we can get for you going forward from there.
Oh, that sounds great.
Okay, perfect. All right, well, I'm glad we got the chance to speak today then.
Yes, thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, I will send you the email right now, so if something does come up before that, anything, even if you're looking for equipment, if you're looking to add any type of equipment, we also finance equipment too, so we're not just like a one-trick pony, kind of how SNAP Advance would be. But yeah, you'll have all of my contact information in there, so if something comes up in the meantime, feel free to reach out, and I will give you a call probably just the week before Halloween.
Oh, great. Okay, sounds good. Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Crystal.